This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I know you're still awake. I know that no one is thinking about going to sleep now. Of course, if you work overnight, you're with us. If you just got done watching Game 5 of the World Series, there is no way that you can calm your heart rate down, that you can turn your brain off. There's no way that your muscles aren't sore from pacing in front of your television, or if you happen to be at the game in Houston, a lot of you sitting in traffic and figuring out, do I even remember where I live? It was that kind of a night at Minute Maid Park. Holy cow. Holy cannoli. Holy crap. Which I tweeted at least once. And then an OMG. And I don't even say that. This World Series game makes Game 2 look tame. Now, I know we had extra innings in game number 2 as well. We had a record for combined home runs in a World Series game. But do you know that game 2 was an hour shorter than game number 5? Are you kidding me? Now, already, we've seen 22 home runs in a World Series, which is the new mark for any fall classic. And we still have baseball to play. Whew. Good thing we've got Monday off from the World Series, because Sunday took pretty much everything we had. Oh, and pretty much took everything the Dodgers and the Astros had too. From their hitters, to the subs, to the pinch runners, to the starters, to the bullpens. This was a game, I've used this analogy before, but it works so well. That reminds me of a wild roller coaster. If you're a fan of roller coasters, think of your favorite roller coaster ever. Your absolute favorite one. Mine might be I think it's called the Millennium at Cedar Point. Something like that. Millennium is in the name. Anyway, think of your favorite roller coaster. And then think about how in the blink of an eye, in a split second, you go from wanting to throw up when you crest that hill and you know that gigantic drop is coming, wanting to throw up, to just thrills from the speed. This was that kind of a game. You go from wanting to throw up to screaming your lungs out in a nanosecond. And man, this game had so many twists and turns. It's like a roller coaster that wouldn't end until everybody's exhausted. 13-12 the final, as in 25 total runs. Now, it was definitely a classic. We've never seen anything like it. But come on, is this really what baseball has in mind? Your two aces start a World Series game at 7:20 local time, 7:20 Houston time, of course, 8:20 Eastern time, and the game goes more than 5 hours, and your two aces don't even make it past the fifth inning, and there are 25 runs scored? Poor Rob Manfred. That whole pace of play thing. I mean, this was unbelievable to watch because of the drama. I'm just not really sure this is good for baseball. I mean, it's good for the ratings. It's good for people who think baseball's boring. But man, when it finally came to an end in the bottom of the 10th inning, I mean, I don't even know how to digest this puppy.
Bregman 1-for-4 tonight. First pitch. And Alex lines this in the left center field. That's a base hit. Fisher around third and coming home. Ethier up with the baseball. They throw to the plate. Not in time. Astros win. Astros win. Alex Bregman comes through with a walk-off RBI single. And the Astros win 13-12 and 10. They lead the World Series 3-2.
I'm surprised Robert Ford still had a voice after the 5+ hours of baseball. 5 hours and 17 minutes in 10 innings and the walk-off RBI single provided by Alex Bregman. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio and cbsportsradio.com. The Astros are now one win away from their first World Series title in franchise history. And while the stats don't mean a ton, heavens, we should know by now, especially in this World Series, the stats mean a whole lot of nothing. The winner of Game 5 in a tied World Series ends up with the championship, ends up with the bling 67% of the time. So those are not insurmountable odds. What we do know is we're heading back to LA. On Tuesday, the Astros will try to close out the Dodgers. But if there is no Astros win on Tuesday, then we will get a Game 7 on Wednesday. Please forgive me, Astros fans, but I'm rooting for a Game 7. Who doesn't want a couple more of these? We're inside the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. I'm so proud of you that you hung in there. I know that you did because we have had a ton of traffic on social media. So you've been finding me on Twitter at A-Law Radio. I love to hear from you. So tell me what you thought. How are you feeling now that this game is over? And doesn't football feel like a really long time ago? I know it wasn't, and we're going to talk about football because it was a fantastic sports Sunday, a Sunday fun day. And maybe the Houston sports fans needed this one considering what happened with the Seahawks much earlier on Sunday. But I'd love to hear from you at A-Law Radio, or you can find me on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You're already on the phones. We'll try to get to your calls. I know we're going to have someone from Houston, but deadlines have been pushed back. Post-game shows have been extended. And so I can't promise you who or when. But, you know, after, what was it, game number two, we were able to snag Harold Reynolds from the MLB Network set, which was kind of fun. So we'll see what producer Tom can drum up. I haven't even seen him yet. He's still working on post-game audio. So right now it's just Isaac and I here in the control room and the studio. Again, 855-212-4227. Okay, so here's some of the deets. Not all of them, because it would take me this entire hour to go back and I want to keep it moving here. The Astros rally from 4-0 down against Clayton Kershaw. All right, so the Dodgers put 4 runs on the board early on. They get a 3 spot in the opening frame against Dallas Keuchel, and then they're able to put another run on the board against Keuchel before he's gone. So Dallas Keuchel, the ace of the Astros, doesn't even get out of the 4th inning. Disappointing for sure. But those Astros bats, the top run-producing team in Major League Baseball this year, comes back against Clayton Kershaw. So the Astros rally from 4-0 down, and then from 7-4 down, and then from 8-7 down. But you got to give LA credit as well, because the Dodgers rally from 11-8 down, and then from 12-9 in the 9th inning to tie the game in their last at bat, or what would have been their last at bat, if they didn't come up with a Yasiel Puig home run and then a Chris Taylor RBI single up the middle. At that point, the game is 12-12. Now, I haven't done the research. I haven't had an opportunity because I've been taking notes and trying to get ready for the game. But 12-12, I'd like to know if we've ever had a World Series game that was 12-12. In the 9th inning, I dare say no. I'm not a betting gal, but I dare say there is a very slim possibility that we've had a 12-12 game in the bottom of the 9th. Amazing. So then Kenley Jansen, who's in for his second inning of work. So he comes in bottom of the ninth. He gets out of that one, sends this to extras. And then Kenley Jansen still on the mound in the 10th. And you remember he was also on the mound at the end of regulation, I guess. The end of the 8th and the 9th there in the second game in which the Astros were able to rally. And so with two outs in the bottom of the 10th, two outs in the bottom of the 10th, Brian McCann gets hit by a pitch on the hand. So he ends up on first base. And that's where you get the first crack in the dam against Kenley Jansen. Derek Fisher goes into pinch run. No, not that Derek Fisher. Derek Fisher goes into pinch run. And then George Springer walks. And I couldn't help wondering at that point if Springer was kind of getting Jansen pitching around him. But that's tough because this is the heart of the Astros lineup, and there are no easy outs. Either way, George Springer ends up with a walk, and there are two runners on, the pinch runner, Derek Fisher at second, and Alex Bregman sends that ball over the head of shortstop and into center field, left center field. And while there is a throw, it's not in time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, these are all guys that we've seen such emotion from. Yes, Yuli Gurriel as well, Josh Reddick, Marwin Gonzalez. Between the Astros and the Dodgers, the young guys, the energy, the excitement, the explosiveness, even those crazy celebrations with every twist and turn, you can see them wear their hearts on their sleeves. And it really does suck that either team had to lose. I get it. Astros fans, you're not going to say that. Probably San Francisco Giants fans, you're not going to say it either. But think about what these two teams just laid out there on the field at Minute Maid Park over 5 hours and 17 minutes. Heart, soul, blood, sweat, tears. It's a war of attrition. Arms get tired. Bullpens get tired. We didn't even think that Dave Roberts was going to use Brandon Morrow in this game. He said he wouldn't. Because 4 days in a row, pitching 4 days in a row. But when it's all hands on deck, you go until someone's arm falls off. And that's kind of where we are now, especially after this season, the 2017 season. So Alex Bregman, one of those guys with the crazy celebrations, all the emotion, and of course the RBI single that turns into the game winner in the bottom of the 10th.
I remember we went down 4-0 early. Me, Altuve, Correa, Yuli, we're standing behind the mound, and we said, hey, our backs are against the wall right here. Why not have fun and play loose? Springer came into the dugout. Hey, why not play loose? That was the mindset. Springer came up, huge walk, then got us going. As soon as Springer got that first walk, got us going. Then they go up by another run, and Springer hits another homer. You got to be kidding me.
No, we're watching it the way you're watching it, Alex Bregman. Did you see, if you guys don't follow Justin Verlander on Twitter, hysterical. After the game, he tweets a picture of himself when the game started. Okay, so regular Justin Verlander, who, by the way, will be on the mound in LA to start game 6. So how about this? Justin Verlander has been to 2 World Series before now, has been denied. He will be on the mound to try to pitch the Astros to a World Series title on Tuesday. Anyway, so he tweets a picture of himself, just standard, normal Justin Verlander in his 30s before the game. After the game, then, he used one of those time lapses, those special effects on his phone, and he tweets a picture of himself looking about 40 years older and says, this is how much I've aged during game number 5.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
40 years older, says Justin Verlander. Yeah, so on Fox Sports, Alex Bregman kind of takes you through all of the emotional twists and turns, and you can hear it in his voice. He was asked by Ken Rosenthal, I think it was Ken, what will you remember? Give me a couple of moments, you'll remember. Oh, okay. A couple of moments, you say. Got it. Tracy says on Twitter at ALAW Radio, I just wanted it to keep going on and on. It was amazing. Yes, it absolutely was. It reminded me of all of the emotion that goes into a sudden death overtime game in playoff hockey. because you kind of got the sense then that these guys are running on empty, and at some point, next run's going to win. Next at bat, that might be it. 5 hours and 17 minutes. Fantastic. What did you think? So on Twitter or 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. We'll get your calls, your reaction coming up next, as well as more of the post-game reaction from Minute Maid Park. Can I just tell you something? It's very rare that an NFL Sunday takes a backseat to anything else. But considering what just happened on the baseball diamond in Houston, I'm so excited that we've got a lot of baseball fans who are ready to vent or just ready to share their own emotions. We're here. We're all in this together. The game ended 15 minutes before we went on the air. We're off and running. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Jose Altuve, just one of the guys who produces huge moments in Game 5 of the World Series. His post-game comments there, I just want to enjoy this for a minute, even though we've got another game in L.A. And so he goes 3-for-5 with 4 RBI, potential AL MVP, also scores 3 runs. The box score for this particular game, nutso. Here was the final line for the Astros. 13 runs on 14 hits and 1 error. Nearly identical for the Dodgers. This is crazy. The only thing that's different is 1 less run. 12 runs, 14 hits, 1 error. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks, a fantastic job on the Astros radio network. So we'll drop in as many of the big moments as we possibly can. But 5 hours and 17 minutes of baseball, and it seemed like every moment mattered. 855-212-4227. William is in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Amy, love your show like always. Man, like, why can't baseball be like this all the time? You know what I'm saying?
Because pitchers' arms would fall off.
True. For the first time in years, I actually watched the World Series over Sunday Night Football. I can't say that too often, but I legitimately sat there and watched it over Sunday Night Football. And I was just like, wow, I couldn't believe these teams were throwing bombs at each other. It was just haymakers one after another. And honestly, it probably could have kept going if it wasn't just for one run, like you said. You stole my point. I was going to bring up what you did about how they were pretty much identical, but only one run. Mm. So you kind of stole my thunder there.
Sorry about that. But the point is worth repeating.
Yeah. I love your show. Thanks for taking my call first.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thanks so much, William. Let's talk to Reggie, who's in Belmont, Texas. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Amy, I'm 44 years old. I've been watching baseball since I was 12. And I'm promising you, in no game in any other sport have I been put through the emotional ebb and flow that I went through tonight. And I am a longtime Astros fan. I remember so many games where you have this ebb and flow, and it ended up Heartbreak City. And what came to mind was the 16-inning game against the Mets in 86. That I'm telling you, I texted my wife after the 5th inning when I couldn't believe they had made the 2nd comeback, and I said, I may have a heart attack before this is over, and I'm telling her what's going on. And, I mean, Houston comes from 3 down twice, and then they come from 3 back to tie, and you're thinking, my God, they're going to pull this out after all.
Well, they did it twice, too, because they were down 11-8 and then 12-9. Yeah,
you're right. I mean, no scriptwriter in La La Land could write this up and have somebody believe it's actually doable. No one would buy it for 5 cents. Mm. And so I'm thrilled, but I guess the only thing that's kind of, I guess you could say, tempering my enthusiasm, I'm thrilled that Verlander is going to pitch Game 6. I think that gives the Astros a clear advantage because the Dodgers don't have a bullpen to go to. We don't either. The difference is our guy could go out and throw 120 pitches on a cool night, and Rich Hill doesn't have that history. However, as we saw tonight, I think most people thought going in, Keuchel and Kershaw, you know, three runs will win it. Yeah, right.
Well, the crazy thing is that the opener of this World Series, remember, was 2 hours and 28 minutes, almost 2 hours shorter. Almost 3 hours shorter than this one, but it was a 3-1 game. I mean, it's not as though we haven't had a couple of lower scoring affairs, but the game two and the game five, I think game two taught us that you can't turn the TV off early. You can't check out early because you might miss some unbelievable turn of events.
Yeah. Well, here's a quick thought and I'll let you go. I sent a tweet to one of the ESPN people. The game after the fifth inning had ended was already longer than the entire completed game one.
Yeah, pretty amazing how different we've seen these games play out over the course of now five, and we still have at least one more. Well, Reggie, I hope that your heart rate has calmed down somewhat at this point, though. You know, we're here for the next 3.5 hours, so you've got us to keep you company.
I got to go to work at 7:30, so I'm going to try to wind down and go to bed.
Ha ha, yeah, you are. All right, Reggie, thanks so much for the phone call from Belmont. I appreciate it. Yeah, when we started Major League Baseball and football at the same time, so it was about 8:20 Eastern time, so in Houston, 7:20, of course, 5:20 on the West Coast, I put this tweet out there because typically when you've got baseball, even postseason baseball, going head-to-head with the NFL, especially a primetime night game, the NFL ratings, they always dwarf what you get from baseball. But these games, these two teams have offered us such drama that I'm hoping that more people were tuned into baseball. But I did ask you at the time, what were you more interested in? I asked you on Twitter, and a lot of you sent me tweets back, and it felt like it was pretty much split down the middle. But football's been over for a long time, and baseball had the whole stage all to itself. Pete, you were in here doing your update. I guess it would be 2 hours ago now? I think it was 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I think it was like 2 hours ago.
And at the time, it was top of the ninth. And Yasiel Puig had just hit the two-run home run that pulled the Dodgers within a run. And then we saw, I think there was a walk, actually, that put a Dodger on base. And you're in the middle of doing your update. And Chris Taylor hits. It looked like a seeing eye single straight up the middle.
And you cackled. And,
well, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know. I mean, I was trying to stay quiet because I know your mic was open. But I was over here like,
yeah, that was kind of like that. That's what you did. Yes.
Well, my tweet looked exactly like that. It was one of those tweets that has no, like, legible words in it. It was just like, like a baby got a hold of your phone and sent a tweet. Yeah, I mean, I tried, but I couldn't contain my just, I'm dumbfounded. There's so many jaw-dropping moments from this game. Exactly.
I think there'll be a 30 for 30 one day just on this game. Just on this game.
Yeah, it was fantastic to watch. And it's one of the benefits of working nights and doing a nighttime sports radio show because nobody has to worry about going to bed and getting up the next day.
Well, I would like to go to bed.
Poor sad saps who do the morning shows around the country, mm-hmm. they either had to stay up and they're going to be exhausted, or they went to bed thinking, oh, it's over, you know, at 11, 8 or 12 to 9. Yep.
Yeah.
Sad saps, they missed all the fun. Well, thanks so much for letting me be part of your update. 2 hours ago.
And you're cackling.
2 hours ago. I mean, that's crazy, right? I mean, it wasn't like that. Come on. All right, we've got full phone lines. We also want you to hear from inside the Dodgers clubhouse because as much euphoria as there is for the 43,000 that were there at Minute Maid Park and the Astros themselves being one win away now from a World Series, this is devastating for the Dodgers, of course, because they had multiple leads. They also came back in the ninth, and they couldn't hold on to it. So want you to hear from the likes of Dave Roberts and Clayton Kershaw. You know, the same knot in my stomach that I felt for the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl, that's the knot in my stomach I felt for Clayton Kershaw in this game. Because they're still humans, even if they are professional athletes.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Pavelski on 2-2 to Taylor. Base hit into center field. Barnes comes in to score. And the Dodgers have tied it at 12. This surreal game continues.
Bregman 1-for-4 tonight. First pitch. And Alex lines this in the left center field. That's a base hit. Fisher around third is coming home. Ethier up with the baseball. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Astros win. Astros win. Alex Bregman comes through with a walk-off RBI single. And the Astros win 13-12-10. They lead the World Series 3-2.
Follow Amy Lawrence on Twitter after hours or anytime. Her Twitter handle is at A-Law Radio.
The two radio networks and the voices that are now exhausted, I'm sure. First, Charlie Steiner on the Dodgers radio network with the game-tying RBI single from Chris Taylor. May alive, where would the Dodgers be without Chris Taylor in this postseason? And then it felt like another 30, 40 minutes later, in the bottom of the 10th, you had the Alex Bregman walk-off RBI single. So I guess it's fitting that the last two runs scored in this game come on singles and not home runs. But man, we had another 7 homers in Game 5 in Minute Maid Park tonight. 8 from Game 2 in L.A., of course, which was the brand new World Series record for two teams combined. We're just shy of matching that in Game 5, but already 22 homers in this fall classic, which sets the new mark. Robert Ford, Steve Sparks on the Astros radio network. We've had Steve on the show recently. He's very laid back and calm, but there's nothing calm or laid back about this particular World Series game that resulted in 25 runs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get to your calls. We're going to crank them out, but I want you to hear from inside the Dodgers clubhouse. I tell you the truth, I was hoping that Clayton Kershaw could get through that 5th inning. Really hoping. If you don't remember that far back, and I know it was a long time ago, but he gave up the Yuli Gurriel home run in the 4th inning. Okay, so in the bottom of the 4th inning, he gives up first the Carlos Correa double, which was the first run of the game for the Astros, and then Yuli Gurriel with 2 men aboard ties the game. And knowing Clayton Kershaw, his postseason history, how badly he wants to be able to be the man for his team. And of course, in Game 1, he was. He was fantastic. Double-digit strikeouts, a quality start, 7 innings. He was awesome. Neither starter in this game had its command, and the offenses, as they've done all year, have dominated. But he gives up those 4 runs, and the lead is gone. So the team stakes him to a 4-0 lead, and in 2 batters, poof, it's gone. But Cody Bellinger then homers in the top of the 5th. 3-run shot, and LA has the lead again. And in that bottom of the 5th, I don't care who wins. It was a long way from over, but I really wanted Kershaw to get out of that inning without giving up more runs. You knew that he was done at that point. Bullpens were up. Bullpens were ready. Kenta Maeda was coming in. It was just a matter of time. And he has 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th. He gets a fly out, and he strikes out McCann, but then he walks 2 guys back-to-back, and your potential AL MVP, Jose Altuve, comes in and hits a home run 415 feet, and just like that, the game is tied again. And I felt that same knot in my stomach for Clayton Kershaw that I did for the Falcons in the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's great drama to see the comebacks, to see the rallies, but these guys are still humans, and this is something that Clayton Kershaw is going to chew over and stew over, and it's going to eat at him for a long time, especially if the Dodgers don't end up winning this World Series. And because of his postseason history, for that, I felt badly for him. I know I'm an emotional girl. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Kershaw following the game in the Dodgers clubhouse.
Everybody did as much as they possibly could to pick me up. And, it's a testament to our team. Battled really hard. And, it's obviously a tough one to lose. I'm sure everybody's pretty exhausted after that one, emotionally and physically. Just it's a tough one. But you know what? We still got a chance at this thing, so we're going to go home and get ready to go.
You can hear it. You can hear it in his voice. Now, we've seen disappointment for guys on both sides of this, right? Justin Verlander's been in two other World Series, hasn't won yet. He'll have a chance to close things out or be on the mound as the Astros close things out in Game 6 on Tuesday night. 855-212-4227. JC is in Houston. JC, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, Amy. Great show again, like always.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I called you after Game 2, the guy trying not to wake up his family. Let me tell you something. I didn't think you can have a game that was more exciting than Game 2 against these Dodgers, but they definitely outdid themselves. And very, very exciting game. I mean, big props to both teams, first of all. I mean, the Dodgers played a tremendous game, as the Astros did. I have never seen so much action with two outs over and
seriously,
over and over again.
For both teams.
For both teams. And it was just incredible to watch. Again, doing the yell, the whisper yelling again. And let me tell you something. I don't want a Game 7. I'm sorry, Amy. I'm not with you on that one. I want to go in and win this game on Tuesday with Verlander and be out of this thing.
You don't need to be sorry. I don't expect everyone to feel like I do. Although I have to say, JC, the majority of baseball fans around the country are not on either side. They just want this to be as long and drawn out as possible. Like last year, we thought last year with the 7 games between the Cubs and the Indians, that was about the most dramatic we've ever seen, and it almost pales in comparison to what we've got so far this
You're not
fall.
Lying. This is such a great time to be a baseball fan.
Yes.
Period.
Yes, for sure.
So, thanks again for taking my call, Amy. Great show as always.
All right, thanks, JC. I appreciate it. 855-212-4227. Yeah, he mentioned the two outs. At some point, I wrote down this note. I mean, I didn't update it throughout the rest of the game simply because I was busy. Oh, actually, I guess I tweeted it. At some point, I'd have to go back and look at the timestamp on it. The Dodgers had, it was probably after the Cody Bellinger home run that put them up 7-4. The Dodgers had scored 16 of their 22 runs in this game, in this World Series with two outs. 16 of 22 runs in the World Series with two outs. Again, more runs scored, I'd have to go back and look to update the stats. But that is an insane percentage.
Nerd.
Yes, and then think about it. Bottom of the 10th, two outs. Kenley Jansen is about to get his 6th out, and he hits Brian McCann, who then gets subbed out for a pinch runner. George Springer walks. Alex Bregman, RBI, that drives home the game winner, also coming with two outs. 855-212-4227. Chuck is in Durham, North Carolina. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, Amy. Girl, was that a game or what?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm blowing out my water. I'm blind, right? Only thing I could see is shadows, so I got to figure everything out. And I was wondering, was I really figuring this thing out right? So I said, well, let me look at this game here. I'm not all into baseball. And I started looking at it, I said, wow. the third, I said, whoa.
Yeah, seriously.
Remember the game? I said, there ain't no way. I said, it can't. I said, man, this is, I can't believe this. This is crazy. I said, this is crazy. I said, I just went out. I said, I'm not what you call a great baseball fan, but I love it. I just can't believe that a World Series is like this. And I've been missing it all this time. Like, this is what I said. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Amy tonight. I'm going to have to express my feelings to somebody. But anyway, unbelievable.
Yes.
I will be looking at the rest of them. I'll be going for the Dodgers a little bit, but these teams playing so good until I hate to see either one of them lose.
Yes, thank you, Chuck. I feel the same exact way. When you don't have a rooting interest, you can see how much heart and soul they put into it on each side, and you think, man, it sucks that one team has to have their heart ripped out. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I said, man, I'm going for the Dodgers, but I want the Astros to win. I want the Houston to win just as much as I do. The Dodgers are at this point. I said, my God. I said, man, they put everything in those – they wore out the pitching coach, and they wore out all the pitchers. I'm lost at words. Look, have a great one, Amy.
Thank you so much, Chuck. You know what? We're all together in that same boat because at some point you just run out of words. You've used them all. Amazing, awesome, unbelievable, astounding, incredible, fantastic, wonderful, crazy, wild, wacky, and then I was just tweeting. That was my tweet when Chris Taylor hit the game tying single in the ninth inning. That was my tweet. Go back and check it out. Susan says a baseball game with a football score and the highs and lows of the NFL. Great way to close out the weekend. Oh, yeah. When it's time to replace your battery, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the superstar battery that's an exact fit for your vehicle. That's O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Let's do one more here. Buck is in Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome to After Hours. Buck, you got about 60 seconds. Go.
How you doing, Amy? It was sportacular. Sportacular.
There you go.
Let me say this. I cheated again. I took a nap, and I was listening to the sports channel, and they said it was 12-12. I jumped out of the bed, turned the TV on, and caught the bottom of the game. But on the final play, the Dodgers were playing so deep. The other man had to run up. It just wasn't enough time. But, see, this is a clear indication to all other teams in baseball, because I followed it from the opening season, that the best two teams are playing, no doubt about it. The Yankees, everybody know they're looking at the best two teams. I tell you, it just was sportacular. Have a good one.
Thank you, Buck. I would agree with that. I think it's pretty evident that we're left with the best two teams standing and the fact that these two teams are so evenly matched. Dave Roberts, obviously dejected, and I know they're going home and they have a chance still to tie up the series, but the Dodgers put 12 runs on the board on 13 hits and still lost.
We knew going into this series this is the best offensive ball club that we were going to see all year. And they can slug you. They spoil pitches. They're athletic, and a credit to them. But our guys did the same thing. You know, they just got the hit when they needed. But I thought we did a lot of great things as well on our offensive side.
It's hard to put into words all the twists and turns in that game, the emotion, doing it home in front of our home crowd. Just exactly what you expect to come to the park with Keuchel and Kershaw pitching. You know, just a perfect setup game for a bunch of runs.
Ha ha! AJ Hinch's got jokes. And before that, of course, you get the other side of it with Dave Roberts. So the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. It's one of those games that if you were there, you get to say I was there. But if you watched and you were brought together by baseball Twitter, or you were sharing it with friends, whether you're at a bar or somebody's house, or now you're listening to the show, it's just one of those games everybody wants to talk about because it's like bubbling up inside of you. You can't believe what you just saw. All right, we're going to head to Houston for some reaction coming up after Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.